What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed, and oftentimes discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. But Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids. Today we will highlight, once again, Beach Seeds in Syracuse. That's Darren Beach and the team, 402-269-0669, a part of the Bex Hybrids family.
Going to the beach. I'll tell you what, you know what made me so proud last night? I'm at the
CC.
At the corn grower, the Merritt County Corn Growers in Central City. Guess who's up there on the board right away?
Ooh.
Sponsoring. Bex. Bex is up there. Also, Trados. Up there.
No
there,
way.
There. Oh, yeah. Trados was there too. Oh, yeah. So we're talking commodities, we're talking seed. Oh, they're all there. It was incredible. Thank you, Bex.
Those are powerhouses, aren't they?
They're powerhouses. They really are.
Bex and Trados.
Yes. If you die, imagine that. If you just have to, all you have to do is like that. Just be a farmer, tie in with those guys right there, and you're going to make millions.
God.
That's a great thing, isn't it?
Don't overcomplicate
it. Don't overthink it. Don't do it.
Thank you to Bex. Great people. Great organization.
You're welcome.
It's time now for Aging Goner. Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Tread Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Sip, you've told us for years now how to properly age gracefully.
I'm not exactly aging gracefully, so it's a strange thing we do.
This is my favorite segment.
Please stop.
Where are you going for us today for aging gracefully?
Well, I got to get my notes up here. Okay, I did have one headline. This has been a great week for me, or a great 2 weeks. The headline is, think about it twice, you'll probably suffice.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, this is deep.
No, yeah, here's what it is. I had two home projects. I can talk about one. The other one I don't, it's kind of embarrassing. I don't want to talk about, but I did it. And usually on these things, now listen, we're getting older, Bill, and you... I always tell you, don't sell yourself short. I kind of have to tell myself that sometimes, too. There's a lot you can do. I had a big bed that I had to that had to be taken apart. It wasn't a small project. And I thought, I'm going to call my sister's husband, Ron. He's a construction guy.
Okay.
I'll just have him whip it apart.
He goes over to Madsen's.
Yeah, he goes to Madsen's. Or I'll get Leo. Yeah. My neighbor, or Greg.
Yeah, we love Leo, by
yeah,
the way.
Leo, my neighbor.
Greg's who I usually reach out for any situation to at least ask advice.
Right. So Greg, I didn't even get Greg. I just said, you know what? I'm not calling anybody. I'm going to do this.
Boom.
Yesterday was hard. Took me a couple hours. A lot of lifting. I had to move a lot of the stuff from the upstairs to the downstairs. But I did it. It was. It involved a lot. But you can do it. You like it. At first, I was like, I'm just going to see how much I can do. And, you know, it just got to the point where I think I could do this whole thing. Also, my neighbor ran over my mailbox.
Uh-oh.
In the
you
snowstorm.
See it happen?
That was a snowstorm.
That's awesome.
Where was I? I was gone.
Okay, you were gone.
Yeah.
That's pretty common to see a lot of mailboxes laid over, but that's hilarious. So what? Tell us more. This is awesome.
Well, I don't want to exactly get into what I did because it doesn't sound as good as it turned out. Yeah. It doesn't. I was thinking, how am I going to verbalize this? I fixed it. I'm not going to say how it got fixed, but it looks good. I I didn't have to go get a new one. And I'm going to tell you guys something. If your mailbox gets ran over, it's suddenly kind of a deal.
Yeah.
Because you got to get your mail.
Yeah.
Right? But
you got mail.
There was one day where I just put the mailbox on the ground.
Yeah. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out.
And I was like, well, this can't. We can't keep doing this.
This isn't a plan.
No. So I had to figure it out. But I did it. So that's aging gracefully part of it. I mean, just do it. Just do the stuff. You can try it at least.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Like, I don't want to do this thing where every time something happens, I got to call somebody. I don't want to do that. I just want to do it myself. And you can do a lot of this stuff if you just apply yourself. The other thing is keep your sense of humor. Under all circumstances in this world, you can I don't have a great sense of humor, but I do appreciate the people that do. And, like, Trix has a great sense of humor. She says things just under her breath that are hilarious. Like, I'll give you an example. The other day, I was piddling around the kitchen. It was last Saturday, and it's a big work day for me. I was kind of piddling around the kitchen, and I just said, I got to go right. And I heard her say, right out the door. And one day recently, I said, Trix, what do I always say about riders? What do they do? And I just heard her say under her breath, apparently they talk. Riders right, Trix. Riders right. So keep your sense of humor. Always keep your sense of humor. It's so important.
If I was standing outside and all of a sudden the car came whipping down the road on an icy road and something like that, or
what?
And they just wiped out my mailbox, I'm going to tell you, I would laugh. I would not be mad. I would actually laugh.
What would you do with your mail your mail?
I'd try to figure it out, but, you know, in general, the person's right away is going to be like, this is on me, I'll help it. But If someone wiped out my mailbox and I saw it happen, I would laugh.
Okay, I didn't wasn't there, and Jerry is my neighbor who left a note on my. I didn't know what happened. I had no idea what happened until he left a. It was a while. It was about a week and a half later. He left a note on my door that said, "Hey, I'll pay for any of the costs." And then it's interesting because you don't think it's a big deal, but I'd never like. What do you do? Where do you get a mailbox? I think you can go to like Home Depot,
Ace Hardware, yeah, probably.
They would have
a lot of
places. Do they have the hardware stand and everything?
I'm just going to go on record right now. I've never bought a mailbox in my life.
Me neither.
Never in my life.
Make that three for three. Over here.
Yeah, never. Where are you guys going for shopping? Well, if you want
a new mailbox.
You want to get a new? Want to get a good discount on one? You want to go to Herb's because he's got the best mailbox. No,
I didn't even know where to start. But then I just fixed it myself. But if I was going to buy one, I think you could go to Menards or Home Depot or even Ace Hardware, I think, would have them. But do they have the stand and everything is the question.
Yeah, they would. I think they would.
Okay.
Right, how many breakers have bought mailboxes in their lifetime?
Yeah, I'm sure they have it. I've never even considered buying one.
Exactly.
It's never even came up on,
all
like,
of a sudden,
on the potential to-do list,
yeah,
ever.
When you have one that's on the street.
On the ground. When you have one that's on the ground, now you think about this. This is,
yeah, all of a sudden you're kind of faced with a little issue.
Yeah.
You
know?
I guess I'd ask for new construction. Is that part of the purchase of the house, or is that you're on your own to go buy a mailbox for a new house? I don't know how that works. Yeah. So you think it's built into it?
I don't know, Jake. It's a good question.
It's an assumption.
Right.
It's
a nice thing about us. There's a lot we don't know.
It's true.
But there's a lot you can figure out. So that's how you age gracefully.
And you took a bed apart. Thank you.
Yeah.
My issue with situations like that is that I just kind of want someone there with me. I don't like to work alone. I want to make
Bill likes company.
I want
to
make,
talk.
I want to make smart ass comments, and I can't do them. I want to be like tricks, and I want to
right out the door.
Yeah. So I'd like that. So I'm a little bummed I don't have someone there that's with me.
I get it, but you can do a lot. You can do a lot more than you think, Bill.
Sip the headline again, if you would.
Yes, please.
For, Aging Gracefully,
yes,
sponsored
please.
By Tread Central Tire
here
Pros.
It is. I got it. Think about it twice. You'll probably suffice. You don't have to. My first thought was call somebody. And thank God I have people to call. Could call Trix's son. And there's a lot of people I can call.
I do. I'm saying I've called Greg 20 times about a situation. Greg,
Think about it twice next time.
But he helps me out with it. And the thing is like that is, honestly, you can't ask Greg to help you. Because he'll show up with like a U-Haul full of equipment.
Yep.
And he will have studied it on YouTube, and he'll have printouts of what maybe we could look at, and he'd have nine different things that we can troubleshoot.
That's about one thing.
Greg is incredible.
Yeah, when he shows up, what he can do. And it's just like, I just kind of want to move this table from this side to the other. Well, here's what we got. We could do it with sliders. We could do it with, we could get a winch, and we could lift it up and slide. And I got a winch in the back. I got that. Or we could get 100 people from around the neighborhood to come over.
circle it up.
There literally has 50 ideas of how to do it.
We have 100 people here to help out today. That is Aging Gracefully. When we come back, it is time for Song of the Day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
The song.